Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention towards the pitcher's mound for tonight's ceremonial first pitches presented by UniFirst.
That is right, Aberdeen. It is time to get things started and doing our favor tonight. That is Colby Mullins. Everybody, give it up for Colby right now. He's our starting pitcher of tonight. Come on, Colby. Whenever you're ready, let her rip, buddy. Oh, just a bit outside for Ferris, but that's not his fault. Let's give it up one more time for Colby.
The Aberdeen Steam Crabs are playing their final season, and these jerseys are on auction right now. Go to MILBauctions.com or scan the QR code on the video board now to access the link and place a bid. Some people are pretty excited about that, but hurry. This auction ends Thursday, September 14th at 11:59 p.m. Scan the QR code on the video board to bid on the Steam Crabs game-worn jersey.
Come running to the front of the kid. Go for every girl. It's another great night for some Iron Birds baseball. What's going on, Iron Birds fans? My name is Michael Mark Cantonini, the voice of the Birds, live from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Well, two games left in the 2023 season for the Iron Birds. They're looking to make them count, and we'll do it again tonight in the Dean. First pitch coming up in about 10 minutes here in Aberdeen. It's your Aberdeen Iron Birds against the visiting Greenville Drive. Well, the Birds are 4-0 this series against the Drive. They come into tonight's game 32-31 in the second half, 64-63 overall. On the flip side, the Drive are 27-37 in half number two, 63-67 in or overall. So that's what's going on as we enter tonight's game. On air a little early because I've got not one but two interviews to play here on the Iron Birds radio network. I talked to Iron Birds outfielders Trendon Craig and Enrique Bradfield Jr. before today's game, so going to play part of both of those interviews with those guys, and we'll play the second half of both of the interviews tomorrow on the pregame show. So you'll hear from both Trendon and Enrique. It was really fun to talk to those guys, and as always, it's fun to talk to these guys and get some different perspectives as the season rolls on. So wrapping up the season on a high note the next two nights, that's what the Birds are looking to do, and that's what I'm looking to do in the booth. So before we go any further with starting lineups and the starting pitching matchup, let's hear from Iron Birds outfielders Trendon Craig and Enrique Bradfield Jr. Michael Mark Cantonini back here on the Iron Birds radio network. I've got Iron Birds outfielder Trendon Craig joining me on the pregame show. Trendon, thanks so much for doing this, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
You guys are playing some really good ball towards the end of the season. How fun has it been playing with these guys?
It's pretty much super fun just playing baseball. It just seems like we're all just enjoying each other, being around each other. And, I mean, of course, like, we're winning, but I mean, just being around the guys, and it just seems like everyone just forms together well, and we're all just having fun, and the byproduct of that is winning. So that just makes the locker room more fun and more happy.
So it seems like you guys are really playing for each other out there. You know, you guys all want each other to succeed. So how important is building relationships with teammates in terms of translating that to winning?
It's very important. Just pretty much holding each other accountable, and we have a standard here that we all hold each other accountable to. We all play hard, and we play the game the right way. And I believe that if you play the game the right way, the game will reward you. So,
talking about the game rewarding you, you had a walk-off hit against the Wilmington Blue Rocks during the last homestand a couple weeks ago. So how did that feel to walk it off and help the boys get the W?
It felt pretty good to bring the guys a W. Had a pretty tough day, but you know, baseball is a game of failure. You know, you just keep your head up, and no at bat is important than the next at bat. So basically, just keeping your head up, and you might have a tough day, but you know, at the end of the day, your teammates are fighting for you, and you got to fight for your teammates. So when you get that opportunity to bring everyone home, you gotta put your best game plan on. So yeah.
Stealing bases is a big part of your game. How would you say that you've improved as a base stealer or even just a base runner this year?
I've improved tremendously. Just working with the managers here and the fundamental staff here, they've helped me tremendously, and just being better at getting better leads and, you know, reading guys' times to the plate, and that's helped tremendously.
So let's talk about some stuff off the field. Tell me a little bit about your family and the support that they've given you throughout your career.
Yeah, family means a lot to me. Mainly my mom is my go-to. She's my rock. She means a lot to me, and I learned a lot from her, and that's where I get my hard work ethic from, and just being able to handle adversity and obstacles, which is what you're going to get in the baseball game. Pretty much learn from her just how to handle that well, and just keeping your head up and just keep pushing.
You grew up in the Atlanta area. Tell me about life down there, whether it's sports or, you know, anything outside of sports.
Yeah, I love Atlanta. I miss it a little bit. Pretty much played baseball growing up in Atlanta. It was fun. It's a little bit different than the baseball here up north. It's much more competitive, and it's kind of cool, though, because now that I've grown up and, you know, had the opportunity to play professional baseball, I'm playing against some of the guys that I've played against while I was down in Atlanta at a younger age. So it's cool to pretty much see how the baseball world is coming together.
Michael Mark Cantini here on the Iron Birds radio network. I've got Iron Birds outfielder Enrique Bradfield Jr. joining me on the pregame show today. Enrique, thanks for taking the time, man.
Oh, thank you. I'm honored to be here.
So it's been a pretty crazy last few months for you, you know, going from playing your third and final season at Vanderbilt, getting drafted in the first round, and then moving up three levels of professional baseball. How would you describe everything you've experienced this year?
Everything's moved very fast, probably too fast. Just kind of want to really take a second and appreciate everything. And I'm very grateful for where I am and the experiences that I've had in college and thus far in pro baseball. So I'm definitely appreciative.
When you go in the first round, especially pretty high in the first round, number 17 overall, obviously a lot of teams were in on you and interested. The Orioles ended up taking you. So what does it mean to you to have been the number 17 overall pick in this year's draft, a draft class that was stacked with talent?
It means a lot. Definitely, I'm grateful for the Orioles organization taking a chance on me. I had no idea it would be them until probably a couple minutes before the pick, and I was just extremely happy in the moment. To be around, surrounded with my family, something I've worked for a very long time. So I was just definitely happy to just enjoy the moment.
Tell me about playing at Vanderbilt, which has basically been the gold standard in Division I college baseball over the last, you know, couple decades.
Yeah, it's been it was the greatest experience that I've ever had. And I can say that from a baseball standpoint, from a personal standpoint. I showed up there as an 18-year-old. Looking to find my own identity as a person and a baseball player, and I was able to accomplish both of those due to the great environment, the high standards of the program, the coaching staff, relationships with my teammates, my peers on campus. It was honestly one of the best decisions I've ever made.
What was it like playing for Coach Tim Corbin and the rest of that coaching staff?
The staff is amazing. I've never seen a group of people that show up every day with great intentions of helping you as a person before a player, and that creates a great environment and a level of trust between the coaching staff and the players on the team that it goes a really long way. You know, when you're able to walk into one of your coach's office and just sit down and talk to them for an hour, nothing about baseball, it's honestly a very comfortable feeling. And I feel like that is missing in a lot of places you go, but definitely not Vanderbilt.
One of the things that baseball analysts and experts and talent evaluators do when they're drafting guys is they like to make player comparisons. So in your opinion, active or retired, who would you say among MLB players that your skill set or game best compares to?
I think I'm going to be able to turn out to a player maybe in the likes of Ricky Henderson. I would like to have that type of profile in my game. Currently, I look at guys like Corbin Carroll and Byron Buxton, and I love the way they play the game. They bring a different element of speed, contact, defense, and then at the same time, they have some power to be able to really elevate the ball and get in the gap or get it over the fence. So I look at guys like that, and those are guys I really can see myself becoming in the future.
Another nice night for a ball game here in Aberdeen, Maryland. Game 5 of a 6-game series between the Birds and the Drive. It's been all Ironbirds so far this series. And, well, while that looks to continue, it won't necessarily be all Ironbirds tonight, as the Ironbirds are playing as the Aberdeen Steamed Crabs. So the Birds rocking some alternate themed jerseys tonight, playing for the final time as the Aberdeen Steamed Crabs. That alternate identity will be retired after tonight's game. The Birds have used the Steam Crab alternate identity for the past few seasons. So one more time as the Crabs to give a shout out to the whole state of Maryland with the Crab moniker there. So the Birds rocking the Steam Crabs jerseys, and right-hander Logan Reinhart and the rest of the Birds are out on the field warming up. Logan gets the ball for the Birds, making his first start of the season. He'll go up against right-hander Luis Perales for the Drive. Let's get to the starting lineups for tonight's Game 5 of this series. For Roberto Mercado's Ironbirds, this is how they will line up tonight. Enrique Bradfield Jr. is in the leadoff spot. He's playing left field. Matt Horvath's at second base, batting second. Samuel Basayo doing the catching in the three spot. Matthew Etzel is the designated hitter, batting fourth. Frederick Bencosme in the five hole at shortstop. Elio Prado in the six hole in center field. Ryan Higgins bats seventh. He's at first base. Isaac De Leon in the eight hole playing third base. And rounding out the lineup, batting ninth, it's the right fielder Trendon Craig behind right-hander Logan Reinhart. On the flip side for Iggy Suarez is Greenville Drive. Edinson Paulino's in the leadoff spot. He's at shortstop. Christian Campbell bats second and plays second. Alan Castro in the three-hole in center field. Brian Gonzalez is the designated hitter. He bats fourth. Tyler Miller bats fifth at first base. Ronald Rosario doing the catching in the six-hole. Nick Decker batting seventh in right field. Carson Semus is the eight-hole hitter at third base. And rounding out the lineup batting ninth, it's the left fielder Kier Meredith behind right-hander Luis Perales. Well, Reinhart and the Birds are ready to go. We are just about set for baseball here in the Dean. Reinhart out of the stretch. First pitch of the night, breaking ball outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1, and we are underway. Second to last game of the season for the Birds, looking to finish strong. Over 500 at 32-31 in the second half, 64-63 overall. 0-1 from Reinhart, breaking ball grounded softly up the middle. Bencosme has it on the first base side of second, throws to first in time. And a 4-3 putout, two pitches into the night, gets Logan Reinhart out number one. Let's set the defense for the Birds. Samuel Basayo doing the catching for Reinhart. Isaac De Leon's at third base. Frederick Bencosme is the shortstop. Matt Horvath at second with Ryan Higgins at first. In the outfield, Enrique Bradfield Jr. in left, Elio Prado in center, and Trendon Craig in right. Reinhart set once again. Campbell's been a mainstay at second and in the two-hole this series. First pitch low and away, 1-0. No score, top of the first, just underway in the Dean. Birds have taken each of the first four games of this series. Pitching has been excellent. The bats have done their part as well. Reinhart's 1-0. Fastball a little bit high, and the count is 2-0. Reinhart, a 6'3 right-hander, 25 years old in his third professional season. Enters tonight's game with a 2.03 overall on the year, just 12 earned runs and 53 and a third innings of work. 2-0, ripped down the right field line, just fair into the right field corner. Craig going after it, Campbell around first, heading for second. Craig had some trouble out there. Campbell makes a turnaround second but stops there. And it is a one-out double for Christian Campbell. Well, Reinhart started the year in the Mariners organization, spent all of his time there this year with High A Everett in the Northwest League, then came over in a trade to the Orioles on deadline day. And in his time as an Oriole, he has spent all of it with High A Aberdeen. So a 2.03 ERA, I said, overall. This is his 39th game of the season, just his first start. 69 strikeouts and only 19 walks. Great ratio there. Now he gets the switch hitter, Alan Castro. First pitch, breaking ball in for a strike. It's 0-1. In seven games with the Ironbirds, Reinhart has tossed 15 and a third scoreless innings with 18 strikeouts, and opponents are hitting just 118 against him. Can't be much better than Logan has been since he came over in the trade. Skips one in the dirt. Nice stop by Basayo. It's 1-1. No score, top of the first. Man at second with one down. Reinhart working exclusively out of the bullpen before tonight, but Birds are stretching him out a little bit. He's worked three innings on three occasions out of his seven appearances with the Birds. 1-1, high and away, including each of his last two. So slowly building up the arm strength to go a little deeper in games. And a chance to start here tonight in his final outing of the season. Well, Logan is not unfamiliar with pitching as a starter. He did a lot of that last year. 2-1 pitch, breaking ball over. It's 2-2. So Reinhart made 12 starts during the 2022 season in the Mariners organization, 13 appearances overall. As a starter, he posted a 3.98 ERA and held opponents to a 2.32 batting average. 2-2 pitch coming up. Foul tip back, and the count stays where it is. 69 strikeouts and 54 and a third as a starter last year. And when I talked to Logan earlier this week, he was one of my guests on the pregame show. It was Tuesday's series opener that I played Logan's interview on the broadcast. I talked to him about the transition between starting and relieving and vice versa. 2-2 pitch, check swing from Castro, appeal no swing. Umpires in tonight's game, Elliot Melton behind home plate, Brian Laws on the bases. So when I talked to Logan about the difference between starting and relieving, he said that he doesn't really have a preference. You know, he likes both. He's had success in both roles. Said he's really enjoyed coming out of the bullpen this year. Used the analogy of short sprints as a reliever versus long marathons as a starter. 3-2 pitch. Fly ball to right, right at Craig. Comes in, makes the catch around the shoe tops. And that is out number two here in the second. So two gone and a man still at second for Brian Gonzalez, the right-handed hitting DH. No score, top one. Reinhart told me that he really likes the adrenaline rush of pitching late in games, in close games where it's either tied or you're preserving a one- or two-run lead, something like that. He really likes being trusted in those opportunities. But he can work with starting as well. Swing and a miss there from Gonzalez. He went out of the zone. It's 0-1. It'll be interesting to see what the plan is for Reinhart moving forward into next season, whether he goes back to working in a starting rotation or if he stays in the bullpen for the most part. 0-1, low and away. It's 1-1. Campbell's out at second. He doubled with one out. Still there with two down. A ball and a strike on the batter, Gonzalez. Horvath at second, pinching at second to keep the runner close. 1-1. Chopper out to Horvath right where he was playing. Throws to first in time, and the inning is over. Good start for Logan Reinhart tonight. No runs on one hit, no errors. One man left in scoring position. No score after a half inning of play. We'll go to the bottom of the first after this quick break on MILB TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Bottom of the first inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. No score after a half inning of play. Logan Reinhart gave up a one-out double, but that was it in the top of the first. He looked really good, making his first start of the season tonight. And now we go to the bottom half. Ironbirds playing as the Steamed Crabs tonight against the Greenville Drive in Game 5 of this six-game series. Enrique Bradfield Jr., Mac Horvath, and Samuel Basayo, the top three in the Birds order. Bradfield steps in, looking to get things going. First pitch to Enrique is a fastball over for a strike, 0-1. Well, we just heard from Enrique a few minutes ago on the pregame show. Had him and Trendon Craig on as my guests today. A one pitch, that's high, 1-1 from right-hander Luis Perales, the 6'1 righty, just 20 years old in his third pro season here in the Red Sox organization. Perales readies the 1-1. Here it is, inside 2-1. So it was fun talking to Enrique, who has had a pretty crazy few months. You know, it was just 3 months ago that he was playing center field and leading off for the Vanderbilt Commodores in the SEC. Fouls one away, counts 2-2. Then in July, he's drafted number 17 overall by the Orioles. Starts his pro career a few games down in rookie ball in the FCL. A short stint in Delmarva, and now up in high A with the Birds. Takes inside, counts full. And I asked Enrique in the pregame interview if he's had a chance to kind of reflect, or, you know, how would he describe the last few months. Tapper out in front of the mound, picked up by Perales, throws to first just in time to get Enrique, and said it's been pretty crazy. He said it's moved a lot faster than, you know, it probably should have, but, you know, that's what happens when, you know, you're playing some high-level college baseball, you get drafted, you're a high pick, and then you're flying through a system. So Enrique retired for out number one. That brings up Mac Horvath. Horvath hit two homers in his high A debut back on Tuesday. Swings over a changeup there. It's 0-1. And he has stolen at least one base in all three of his games so far. Had last night off, back in there tonight. A one in the dirt. It's 1-1. Played third base in his first two games, back at second tonight. And that's where he was on Thursday night as well. Second base is a little bit of a newer position for Mac. 1-1 pitch coming, swing and a miss. He was ahead of it, 1-2. Played mostly third base in college, got a little taste of the outfield as a junior at UNC. Played some outfield in summer ball, but getting some work at second base as a professional. 1-2 pitch from Perales, swing and a miss. A lot of swing and misses so far for Luis Perales. And that's two up, two down. Let's set the defense for Greenville. Ronald Rosario behind the plate with Carson Simas at third base. Edinson Paulino at short. Christian Campbell's at second. And Tyler Miller's playing first. In the outfield, Kier Meredith in left, Alan Castro in center, and Nick Decker in right. Here's Samuel Basayo. Takes a first pitch upstairs, and the count is 1-0. Basayo had the night off last night as well. And it was a well-earned day off. Sam's been on a tear lately. Swings over a changeup there. It's 1-1. No score, bottom one. Two outs and no one on. Basayo is 11-for-19 over his last five games. He's also walked six times in that span. Drives one deep right field. That one ain't coming back. A big bat spike from Basayo as he watches it fly out of the yard. And the Birds lead it 1-0. Fire me up, Samuel Basayo. Well, I didn't even get a chance to say that he has five homers in his last five games coming in, but now make it six in his last six. This dude is white hot right now. Oh, Basayo crosses the plate. Well, he had a pretty sick bat flip a couple nights ago when he crushed one over the shed in deep right. On that ball that he just hit, he watched that one fly as well. And that bat spike kind of reminds me of Reese Hoskins' bat spike for the Phillies in the NLDS against the Braves last season. I mean, Basayo, you just can't get him out right now. It's one of those situations. He's now 12 for his last 20. You know, if you leave a pitch in the zone, he's going to make you pay. So here's Matthew Etzel, and he gets one up in the air, deep right field. Decker a couple steps back. He's at the track, and he makes the grab shy of the wall. So Etzel gave one a ride, but he's retired for out number three, but it was a productive first inning for the Birds after the first two went down in order. Samuel Basayo stepped to the dish and clubbed a two-out solo homer to deep right field. 1-0 Birds after one. Basayo keeps doing his thing. The Birds keep doing their thing. Top two coming up next on the Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkinstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkinevents.com. That's www.ripkinevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
1-0 Birds after a full inning of play. Who else but Samuel Basayo, a two-out solo homer in the bottom of the first. Another ball absolutely crushed off the bat. And you just knew as soon as he made contact that that ball was going to leave the yard. So Basayo, his sixth homer in his last six games, and now Logan Reinhart has some early run support here as the Birds look to win their fifth straight against the Drive. First pitch, chopper to first, Tyler Miller over to Ryan Higgins, and that is a one-pitch out for Reinhart here in the top of the second. So three unassisted, Miller gone. That brings up Ronald Rosario with Nick Decker to follow. Well, Nick Decker is in right field tonight for the Drive, and, you know, he didn't have to move very far on that ball that Basayo hit. You know, as soon, like I said, as soon as that ball went out of the yard, he just knew. So one out, no one on. First pitch from Reinhart to Rosario misses inside. Well, we're going to dig into some more numbers on Samuel Basayo as the game goes on, but what he's doing right now is not normal. It's not something you see from prospects at any level, especially 19-year-olds who have only been in high A for a little over a month. Counts quickly 1-1 on Rosario after that swing and a miss. Birds lead at 1-0, top two. Reinhart set. Next pitch catches the bottom of the zone. It's 1-2. So it's Basayo 1 and the Drive nothing. Basayo two nights ago drove in three of the Birds' six runs. He's off to a good start tonight. Now time is called. Basayo hops out from behind home plate, and he'll head out to chat with Logan Reinhart. So while they talk things over, let's hear from one of our Ironbird sponsors. Striking out trying to lease your property? You need the pros at TCA Property Management, Inc. to pinch hit and find your next tenant. Contact them at www.tcaproperty.com or call 410-273-9585. Birds 1, Drive nothing. Bases empty with one gone. 1-2 pitch coming up to Rosario. Here it is, swing and a miss. Good pitch there from Reinhart on the outer half, and he picks up his first strikeout of the night. Four in a row set down by Logan after giving up the one-out double in the first. And that brings up Nick Decker. Well, I did a player spotlight on Logan Reinhart a couple weeks ago on the air show, and I do a player spotlight before every game on the air show. Good breaking ball from Logan. Gets ahead of Decker. Counts 0-1. And I titled it Rein and Dine. And, you know, you've heard of Wine and Dine, but this time it's Rein and Dine because Logan has been feasting on opposing hitters lately. 0-1 pitch. Another half-hearted swing from a Drive hitter. Decker went around on a pitch in the dirt. It's 0-2. Birds playing as the Steamed Crabs tonight. White tops and bottoms with royal blue pinstripes. It's like a navy royal cross on the color blue of the pinstripes and blue on the sleeves as well. Blue hats. 0-2, swing and a miss. Three straight strikes from Logan Reinhart. And he picks up his second strikeout in a 1-2-3 second. Well, Logan set down five in a row. He set down six of the seven that he's faced. And we'll head to the bottom of the second with the Birds up 1-0. See if the Birds can get some more runs. Keep it locked on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Freddie Benkosme leads off the bottom of the second for the Ironbirds. Birds playing as the Steamed Crabs tonight. So 1-0 Crabs over the Greenville Drive. Samuel Basayo, a two-out solo homer in the first. As he continues the torrid pace that he's on. Seems like every night MLB Pipeline is tweeting and posting on Instagram about Basayo, and every night it's a home run clip, and they're all different. You know, he just keeps doing it. He is on an absolute tear right now, and Birds are happy to have him in the lineup. Benkosme calls for time as he took a pitch low and in, counts 1-0. Birds 1, Drive nothing. Benkosme, Elio Prado, and Ryan Higgins, 5, 6, and 7 due up. Well, Birds are swinging the bat really well. The ball is flying this series for the Birds. They've hit 7 home runs as a team now, and we're only in the early innings of the 5th game of 6. 1-1, Benkosme takes a strike. It's 1-2. Well, Samuel Basayo has been an Iron Bird for 26 games, and he already has 8 home runs. Pitch misses high. I still feel one coming from Freddie at some point over these next couple days. He has 1 home run this year. He hit it in Greensboro in early July. Need one in front of that home crowd, Freddie. 2-1 pitch coming up. Flicks it out of play to the left side. It's 2-2. Well, Freddie on the season has some pretty good numbers. He's reaching base at a .333 clip. And he has 21 extra base hits. 2-2, fouls one to the netting behind home plate, and the count stays where it is. Freddie's also driven in 47 runs this year, one off the team lead. Just 67 strikeouts in 112 games coming in. Pretty impressive strikeout ratio there. 2-2, fouls one back. And we'll do it again. Benkosme always rocks the high socks, ready to hit in that lefty batter's box. Sends one off the hands out to second, off the glove of Campbell into center. Benkosme stumbles around first, big turn, and he's in at second with a head-first dive. The center fielder, Castro, let that one go by him as well, but not too far. And we'll see what they score that, whether it's a single or a double for Benkosme, but either a single and an error or a two-bagger. So Freddie, a head-first dive in. Made a big turnaround first, stumbled a little bit, and somehow kept his balance. If he had gone down, that would have been tough. Probably would have gotten backpicked there. But it worked out for him. He's at second with no outs, and that brings up Elio Prado. Well, they do give Freddie a double. It was a hard-earned double on a ball that he hit out to second, and it just went off Campbell's glove as he tried to backhand it. You know, even if he had fielded it cleanly, not sure that he gets Freddie. So right-hander Luis Perales set again. Prado, a one. That's inside. And it's 1-1. Birds with a run on two hits early. Logan Reinhart, two scoreless on the flip side for the Birds. Freddie, a big lead at second. 1-1, low and away. Well, Freddie likes to force the issue when he's on base. You know, he's not always a threat to run, but he gives himself an opportunity to run all the time because he gets a good secondary lead, he gets that momentum lead, and he's not afraid to take a big lead. 2-1, Prado gets one up in the air, straight away left, Meredith a couple steps back, ranging back towards the track, and he makes the catch. Benkosme's tagging, here's the throw to third, it's offline, and Benkosme is safe. Well, that throw was actually offline, I misspoke, it was there, but Seamus, the third baseman, couldn't handle the throw. And Freddie, an aggressive play, it would have taken a perfect throw with a perfect tag, and one was not executed, and that's heads-up base running. Freddie's at third now with one out. Infield in all the way around. Here comes Ryan Higgins. Well, off the bat, I'm thinking routine fly ball out there and left, but that one got to the warning track off the bat of Prado. Higgins takes inside. He thought it was inside, but it's called a strike. Higgins a little surprised at the call. I don't blame him. Birds lead it 1-0 with a man at third and only one out. Perales to the plate. Higgins sends one to deep center. Castro on his horse, still going back, reaches up, makes the catch at the track. And Benkosme will just jog in from third. It's a sacrifice fly for Ryan Higgins, and the Birds take a 2-0 lead. So another run for the Birds. Nice to see them scoring early and then extending. And for Higgins, that is his 33rd RBI of the season. Well, Higgins has been a sack fly machine this year. He gets another one in there. Here's Isaac De Leon. Grounds one softly up the middle, and it sneaks through into center. So everybody getting their bat on the ball. Birds making things happen. So a single for De Leon. He drove in a run with an RBI triple last night. And he's at first with two down for Trendon Craig. Big hole on the right side for Trendon. Pitch from Perales, that's high. Count 1-0. So Benkosme, who doubled to start the inning, in to score on the Higgins sack fly. Two down now in the frame. Next pitch, 1-0, make it 1-1. Well, really enjoyed catching up with Trendon Craig before the game tonight. Had a chance to talk to him about a variety of things, talking about playing here in Aberdeen, his time in the O's organization, his family, life growing up in Atlanta. And he laces another single. Craig, who had two hits a couple of nights ago, a single last night, adds another one here. Dumps one in front of the left fielder Meredith. So three hits here in the inning for the Birds. And it's first and second for Enrique Bradfield Jr. Perales came into this game with a 3.83 ERA in 20 starts this year. Most of his work at low A, but in seven starts with the Greenville Drive, has posted a 4.88 ERA. 41 strikeouts, 20 walks in his time in Greenville. Ground ball to third. Seamus has it. Over to first, and Bradfield is retired for the third out. So the Birds get a run. They do it on three hits, no errors, and two men left in the inning. Through two full, it's the Birds two, and the drive nothing. We'll head to the top of the third after this quick break on the Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkinstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkinevents.com. That's www.ripkinevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Birds and Drive playing through some rain right now in the Dean, but just a little light shower, nothing too bad. Able to play through it as of now. Birds lead it 2-0 over the Drive. Logan Reinhardt back to work in the top of the third. He's set down 5 in a row, and now he gets Carson Seamus, Kier Meredith, and Edinson Paulino, the 8-9-1 hitters for the Drive. Reinhardt looking really good as the Birds look to stretch him out a little bit in his final outing of the season. First pitch on the inner half, it's 0-1. Reinhardt worked 3 innings in each of his last 2 outings, and they were both absolute gems out of the bullpen. He's been pretty much unhittable in his time as an Ironbird. Looking to keep that going. 0-1, that's in for a strike as well, 0-2. Long pause from Logan. Now the pitch, swing and a miss. Too easy for Reinhardt right now. 3 pitches, 3 strikes. And he has out number 1 of the third. 3 straight strikeouts for the right-hander. And that brings up the 9-hole hitter, Kier Meredith. Well, Reinhardt made his Ironbirds debut on August 4th here against the Hickory Crawdads through 3 scoreless innings. And then pitched 5 more times in August. Has pitched once so far in September. In his final outing of August, back on August 27th at Hudson Valley, 3 hitless scoreless innings with 5 strikeouts. And then on September 3rd at Jersey Shore, 3 hitless scoreless innings again with 3 strikeouts. He's allowed just 1 hit tonight through 2 1/3. Counts quickly 0-1 on Meredith. Pitch missed low. Looked good, but no call from Elliot Melton. Birds grabbed solo runs in each of the first 2 frames, and they lead it 2-0 here in the top of the third. Reinhardt, a deep breath. Next pitch, swing and a miss, dialed up the fastball to 93, and it's 1-2. Well, in 2022, Logan, I mentioned, made 12 starts in the Mariners organization. He worked 5 or more innings 5 times and worked 4 or more innings 10 times, including each of his last 10 appearances on the season. Chopped into the Birds' dugout. Count stays at 1-2 on Meredith. Well, this is Gilberto Jimenez, not Kier Meredith, so there's a correction there. It's Jimenez, not Meredith. Next pitch sent out to deep left center field, and that ball is caught by Bradfield. 2 up, 2 down here in the inning. So Kier Meredith was in the original lineup, but that is Gilberto Jimenez, who was in the 9-hole there. Well, back to the top of the order for Edinson Paulino. Reinhardt's next pitch, good curveball on the outer half, and he is just painting that zone tonight. Been really efficient with his pitches. He and Basayo have a really good thing going there, working together. 0-1 pitch coming up in the dirt. Basayo keeps it in front. So with that pitch in the dirt, Reinhart has only thrown 8 balls in the game. 1-1, shout out to shortstop. Ben Cosme has it over to first, and it's another 1-2-3 inning for Logan Reinhart. He's retired 8 batters in a row, and he is rolling through 3 innings of one-hit baseball. Birds holding a 2-0 lead. We'll see if they can extend it. Bottom three coming up after these quick messages on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Looking for a rental and finding it hard to get to first base? Contact TCA Property Management, Inc. to help you find your new home today. Call TCA Property Management, Inc. at 410-273-9585. That's 410-273-9585. Or head over to www.tcaproperty.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Mac Horvath, Samuel Basayo, and Matthew Etzel, 2-3-4 for the Birds in the bottom of the third. 2-0 Aberdeen over Greenville. Horvath struck out swinging his first time up. Counts quickly 1-0. Mac looking to start things up. Birds with one run in each of the first two innings tonight. Right-hander Luis Perales back out there, and the count is 2-0 now. Logan Reinhart, 3 scoreless. He's allowed just one hit. That's the only base runner he's allowed tonight. He's retired 8 in a row, and he looks really good. Pitch counts low. The Horvath pops one up fair territory, first base side, and it's Miller, the first baseman, who makes the catch. So Mack is down for out number one. That brings up Basayo. Well, Basayo now with 6 homers in his last 6 games. The tear he's on right now is just ridiculous. He's 12 for his last 20 with 6 homers, 2 doubles, 13 RBIs. He has 6 walks in that span, and he's only struck out 3 times over his last 6 games. Just one of those runs where you cannot get this man out. First pitch from Perales to Basayo is a little high. I mean, really anything dropped in the zone, he's going to get the bat head out in front and blast it to right field. I mean, that's what's happened over the last week. Next pitch, ahead of a changeup. It's 1-1. Among South Atlantic League hitters since his Aberdeen debut back on August 1st, he ranks 7th in average, 5th in on-base percentage, 1st in slugging, and 2nd in OPS. He fouls another one back. He entered tonight's game with a .652 slugging percentage, which, I mean, a lot of guys have their OPS around that, but that's his slugging. He's now racked up 62 total bases in his time as an Ironbird, which spans just 26 games. Absolutely ridiculous. Fouled another one off. Count goes to 1-2 with one out and no one on here in the inning. Swing and a miss there, so he's down on strikes. Well, another big cut, another healthy cut. Like to see that from Sam. Two up, two down. That brings up Matthew Etzel. Rain's still falling here in the Dean, but it's even lighter than it was over the past inning. Just a sprinkle at this point. Etzel takes inside. It's 1-0. So I asked Matt earlier today how long he's been rocking the beard, and he's got a pretty significant beard going on right now. And he said the state that it's at right now, it's about 6 months of work, but he does trim it a lot, he said. Got to, you know, got to keep it fresh. Rock the beard, but keep it fresh. Keep it styled. So he rocks that beard. Next pitch. You know, there are a lot of times where I'm like, you know what, I'll grow the beard out. I'll keep it going for a little while. And, you know, a week goes by, I'm like, all right, I like this look. You know, this is good. I can rock with that. And then 2-3 more days go by. Zetzel takes a strike, and I'm like, nah, too itchy. I got to shave. Happens all the time. There was one time in college I went probably 2.5 months without shaving. And, you know, that was something. Grounded foul down the first baseline. Counts full. Did no shave November a couple times, but that's only a month's work. Oh, Etzel out of the box. There's a baseball in the field. Chase Sebi in the first base coach's box flips it into the seat. So Matt will step back into that lefty batter's box. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Birds lead at 2-0, bottom three. Perales set. Has his sign from the catcher, Rosario. Next pitch, fastball missed just inside. That's ball four. Perales thought it was strike three. Good take from Etzel. He's on with two down. First walk issued by Perales, and he doesn't walk many. Brings up Ben Cosme. A hustle double his first time up. Got to third on a fly ball to deep left field and then scored on a sac fly. So Freddie did a lot to help manufacture that run. Big secondary from Etzel. Ben Cosme takes low, 1-0. Perales made his high A debut back on July 21st at home against Asheville. He's been with the team ever since. Pitch missed a little low and away. Counts 2-0. In his most recent outing, which was September 2nd at home against Brooklyn, Perales gave up 5 earned runs in 5 2/3, did strike out 7 and only walked 2 in that game, so he just got hit around a little bit. 2-0 pitch coming to Freddie. Etzel takes off for second. Pitch is high and away. Here's the throw from Rosario. It skips in the dirt, but Etzel overslid second, and now he's in a rundown between second and third, and he'll be tagged out to end the inning. Well, Etzel had the base stolen, went a little bit too far past it, slid pretty far on that turf, and he's just kind of like, well, you know, didn't try to do that. It just happened, and the inning is over. So Ben Cosme will lead off the top of the the bottom of the fourth. But first, we'll go to the top of the fourth. Take a quick break. Birds lead at 2-0. Come back and stay locked in with me on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Iron Birds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the fourth inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. 2-0 Ironbirds over the Greenville Drive. The Ironbirds are playing as the Aberdeen Steamed Crabs tonight. And Logan Reinhardt, who is back out for a fourth inning of work, is steaming some crabs tonight. Well, I guess he's steaming some drive tonight. It doesn't flow as well, but Reinhardt's back out there for the fourth. First pitch strike to the two-hole hitter Christian Campbell, and the count's 0-1. Well, you guys know me, Michael Mark Cantonini, up here in the broadcast booth, and some of you may know Nate Laws, our marketing and communications manager here with the Ironbirds. So I've got Nate up in the booth with me. Chopper to Reinhardt, takes it himself, flips to first. 1-3 putout is out number one. So, Nate, thanks for joining me on the broadcast. How's everything going, man?
Yeah, thanks for having me here. Things are going well. This has been my first year working with the Aberdeen Ironbirds in my role with marketing and communications. I started the first week of the season, and I hit the ground running, and I'm absolutely loving it.
It's not always ideal to start right at the beginning of the season because there's so much prep work and things that have to get done leading up to a minor league season. But like you said, you just got thrown right into it. And I got to imagine it's been a pretty crazy season for you as Castro slaps one to left center for a base hit. But, yeah, I mean, that's wild, you know, starting right at the beginning of the season and just hitting the ground running.
Yeah, it definitely has been pretty wild. I feel like it was a trial by fire, and sometimes that's the best way to start a new job. My background's in marketing. I graduated from Towson University with my degree in sport management, and I always had a passion for baseball. I grew up in the area, grew up as an Ironbirds fan. I remember coming to games here in 2007, 2008, seeing guys like Ryan Ripken play, and I remember Adley's debut here a few years ago, and it's awesome to be on this side of all the work that all these great people do here.
Reinhardt readying pitch to Brian Gonzalez outside. Counts 1-0. Runner on first with one out. Birds lead it 2-0 here in the top of the fourth. Talking to Ironbirds marketing and communications manager Nate Laws up here in the booth. So, I mean, I've talked to a lot of people around Aberdeen this season, whether it's people that work for the team or just fans in the stands, and talking to them about, you know, growing up in the area, coming to Ironbirds games, and now, you know, for the people that work for the team, now, you know, working for the team and kind of seeing it from a different perspective. But do you have any favorite memories that stand out, like specific games or just, like, you know, a night at the ballpark where it was just a really fun experience?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I remember seeing walk-off hits from Garibes Rosa back in 2008, hitting one off the wall out there in a left center. I remember, this was probably 15 years ago, it was the last weekend for the season, and they were doing players-only autographs after the game in the clubhouse, and I somehow was able to sneak in there and be able to get a bunch of the team autographs at that time.
Well, as Nate was talking there, Brian Gonzalez just blasted a game-tying two-run home run off the clubhouse over the left field wall. That one was up there forever, and it came down well beyond that left field fence. So Gonzalez takes Reinhardt deep, and the game is now tied at two. Those are the first runs that Logan Reinhardt has allowed as a member of the Ironbirds. He's been so good, just left a pitch out in front of the zone there, and Gonzalez did not miss it. All right, Nate, you got to go.
Yeah, that's kind of how that goes. Definitely not what you want to see if you're an Ironbirds fan.
So we're tied at two here in the top of the fourth after Gonzalez's two-run home run. That brings up Tyler Miller with one out. Birds looking to regroup. Reinhardt looking to continue the role that he was on before giving up the homer. But it's always fun talking about, you know, years past at a ballpark, throwing out some throwback names like you just threw out a couple. I'll do that with, you know, my friends or my dad back home. We'll talk about, you know, Phillies games from back in the day, and we'll just throw out some crazy names. Be like, yeah, you remember that guy? You remember that guy? Well, you mentioned Ryan Ripken, who joined me on a couple broadcasts. So that one up around the broadcast booth. And Nate, that's why I got the glove up here.
Ooh, yeah, I think I left mine down by my cubicle. I should have brought that out.
Okay. That's okay. I got another one up here.
Oh,
got
sweet.
Got another one. Yep, always prepared. There you go, my man.
Thank you.
Yeah, because you might even be in more of the danger spot than I am. Who knows? I mean, there's only been one ball in the booth this year, but it didn't hit me. It didn't hit my laptop, and it didn't hit any broadcast equipment. So, but talking about Ryan Ripken, so he joined me on a couple broadcasts earlier this year, and it was fun to have him on, a guy who's got his name, you know, everywhere in this ballpark, mm-hmm. you know, Ripken. But pretty cool to, you know, be calling games here in a ballpark with the ties to the Ripken family and, you know, what they've meant to the Baltimore area and the Orioles. And I got to imagine you grew up an O's fan since you're from the area.
Oh, absolutely. Huge Orioles fan ever since I was young, and always loved following the minor league teams as well, whether it be these guys here at Aberdeen, the guys down in Delmarva, or the other levels. And it's always been just fun to see the progression of the players as the season goes on and as their careers go. And like you said, Ryan Ripken is it was awesome to be able to see him play at first base at his essential home stadium. Yeah. In his hometown area. And that Ripken name is definitely well known here in Harford County, that's for sure.
So Tyler Miller pops out to the first baseman, Ryan Higgins. Good job by Reinhardt to bounce back after the homer. Two gone here in the fourth. We're tied at two. Here's Ronald Rosario with the bases empty. Well, before that Gonzalez homer, Ironbird's starting pitchers had allowed just two hits in 16 and a third innings of work over the last four nights combined. And
wow.
It's just pretty crazy to see numbers like that, Nate. I mean, all season, you know, I've been able to pull out facts and stats like that because the pitching has just been dominant from start to finish this year.
Absolutely. I mean, even if you look at the beginning of the year with guys like Alex Pham that have been promoted and just see their progress, and now you've got guys like Logan Reinhardt, who was acquired at the trade deadline and joined the team at the beginning of August, to go, what was that, 17 innings plus of no runs allowed. It's definitely something special. The coaching staff does a phenomenal job here with the Ironbirds players.
Tied at two, top of the fourth, and I'm glad you mentioned the coaching staff and just, you know, the team in general, because you've worked closely with the coaching staff this year as part of your role as the marketing and communications manager. You're the main media contact with the team, so you handle all these interview requests. And for a normal minor league team, you think, all right, you know, we're gonna get some interview requests here and there, but not this team. With all the talent that has come through Aberdeen this year, I mean, I'm sure your email inbox is ridiculous.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you have no idea. Yeah, it definitely helps when you've got the number one prospect in baseball spending some time here in Jackson Holliday. And the talent is just unreal. I mean, Basayo is just on an absolute tear. Up here is a top 50 prospect in all of baseball. The new draft guys, Enrique Bradfield, Matt Korvath, and Matthew Etzel, standout guys, and really excited to see what their career is like. And they've been a pleasure to work with, and I'm happy to be able to help their careers.
Another pitch fouled back. Count is full on Rosario. Well, talking about number one prospect Jackson Holliday, dude was in our lineup, you know, in late July, so not even two full months ago, and now he's up in AAA. And in terms of number one prospect rankings, I mean, Samuel Basayo is a guy who might get that honor at some point next year. You know, I wouldn't be surprised to see him at the top of that list on a lot of, you know, organizations, you know, Baseball America, MLB Pipeline, whatever it is.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the hitting ability is there. This kid has got some top-tier power. The home run he hit earlier this week, I believe it was Tuesday night, that might have gone on I-95 out there in right field. That was, in all the years that I've been attending minor league baseball games here at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium, that was probably the furthest home run I've ever seen hit.
And I've only been here since late August last year, and that was by far the farthest ball I've seen hit in this ballpark. So with that, that's it for Logan Reinhardt after a two-out walk to Ronald Rosario. Roberto Mercado is going to take the baseball from Logan. A heck of an effort from Reinhardt tonight, threw 53 pitches and was able to get the Birds two outs into the fourth inning. So we've got a new arm coming in for the Birds. We'll let you know who that is when we return. We've got Nate Laws sticking around with me for a little while longer here on the broadcast. Keep it locked on MILB TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas.
Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
New pitcher for the Birds here in the top of the fourth. Logan Reinhart was able to get 11 outs for Aberdeen tonight. Done after 3 2/3. Gave up just 3 hits, but one was a 2-run home run to Brian Gonzalez. That tied the game. And after a 2-out walk to Ronald Rosario, Roberto Mercado grabbed the baseball from Logan, and he brings in right-hander Yaki Rivera to face left-handed hitting Nick Decker.
Another young guy out there. I believe he's only 20 years old now.
It's a youth movement throughout this Orioles organization, and the reason, I mean, that's what it's like in every minor league system. These guys are so young. I mean, for me, I'm 28. Everybody's younger than me. But it's crazy to see how many guys are producing at high A at 19, 20, 21 years old in this organization, because I'm looking at some of the other teams in the league and there's just not nearly that much youth on some of the other teams that we've seen this year.
Absolutely, yeah. And Yaki's got a really good arm. I mean, it seems like he sits in the low to mid 90s with his fastball, and I mean, that'll play as he gets up and builds his strength and as he progresses in his career.
0-2 two-out pitch coming up. Here it is, swing and a miss. 3 pitches, 3 strikes from Yaki Rivera, and he helps get Reinhart and the Birds out of the top of the fourth. Well, Reinhart's line is complete. Rivera's night is just getting started. We are through 3.5 in Aberdeen. We're tied at 2. Keep it locked on MILB TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Looking for a rental and finding it hard to get to first base? Contact TCA Property Management, Inc. to help you find your new home today. Call TCA Property Management, Inc. at 410-273-9585. That's 410-273-9585. Or head over to www.tcaproperty.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Birds in drive, tied at 2, bottom of the fourth inning. Bencosme, Prado, and Higgins do up against right-hander Luis Perales. Bencosme fouls the first one back. And the count is 0-1. Michael Marcantonini and Nate Laws with you in the broadcast booth. Nate was with me for the top of the fourth. He's back here for the bottom half and having some fun up here in the booth talking all things Ironbirds, Orioles, and everything going on in Aberdeen this season. Nate's in his first season as the marketing and communications manager here with the Ironbirds. Counts 0-1 on Freddie. Pitch is in for a strike. It's 0-2. And Nate, you talked about it earlier, working with this coaching staff and the players in your role as the main media contact and dealing with interview requests and all that. But specifically with the coaching staff and specifically with manager Roberto Mercado, as Freddie skies one to deep right field, Decker goes back at the wall, and that one's gone. Fire me up, Freddie Bencosme. A solo home run here in the bottom of the fourth. And the Birds regain the lead. Safeway Balacalle. Freddie told me earlier today he had one for me. and he followed through with it. His second homer of the year and his first at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Oh, it's going to be fun talking to Freddie tomorrow because he told me earlier today out by the clubhouse during BP that he was going to get one for me. So Freddie gets the conductor's hat as he gets some high fives as he goes through the Ironbirds dugout. How about it? Two nights in a row, Nate. Creed told me last night, he's like, I need you to use that Spanish home run call. I was like, you got to hit one for me. He did. Freddie today told me he was going to hit one for me, and he did. How about it?
Fregendary. Wow.
That sending was hashtag Fregendary.
Sending it into the visitor's bullpen. Or no, that's our home bullpen out there in right field.
I was going to retire the home run call, that home run call, the Spanish one, because I've used it a couple times this week. Unless Freddie hit one. So I had to get it for him. Here's Elio Prado. Count is 1-1. And now it makes it 1-2 on Prado. Well, Ben Cosme is 2-for-2 with a double and a homer tonight, showing me that pop. Well, I got to give a shout-out to him. It's not easy to say you're going to hit a homer. And then he delivered.
Absolutely, yeah. Called his shot, and he didn't miss.
Popped up to short, and Prado's gone for out number one. So Birds lead it 3-2 now as they get one of those two runs back the drive got in the last half. But what I was getting to, Nate, before the homer is working with Roberto Mercado. I mean, how awesome is he to work with?
Oh, my goodness. What a great manager. He is great leader in the clubhouse, great communicator. Yeah, he's just been an absolute pleasure to work with. And, I mean, I can't wait to see what his career looks like and the way that he progresses in his career in professional baseball. Just an absolute great guy.
Here's Ryan Higgins swings over a fastball. It's 0-1. It's got a pretty unique background. You don't see a lot of guys managing in professional baseball after spending, you know, a couple decades working with high school students. He was the dean of students at a high school in New Britain, Connecticut, also a high school baseball coach. So he has the baseball background, of course, but just a very unique background for somebody who's now coaching in the most successful farm system in all of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely something you don't see, and I definitely think that that background working in the education system definitely brings a lot of help to this this kind of line of work where he's able to manage all kinds of different people and keep things in line, and he does a phenomenal job here.
Birds lead it 3-2, bottom four. Higgins looking to get something going with one out here in the fourth after the Ben Cosme homer. Higgins is riding a five-game hitting streak. Picked up another RBI his first time up. Sack fly on a ball to deep center. Five-game hit streak. He's also hit safely in 8 of 10. And in his last 10 games, he is 10-for-36 with a .381 on base percentage. Skies one down the right field line out of play. Count stays at 2-2. 4-for-9 this series entering tonight. The guys up and down this lineup, Nate, continue to produce and, you know, from all the guys that have left Aberdeen to go up to Bowie, seems like more guys just keep coming through and keep getting the job done.
Yeah, absolutely. It's that next man up mentality. Guys are getting a shot to play, and they're taking the best opportunity and able to do the work and have success here in Aberdeen.
Quick meeting on the mound with Rosario, the catcher, and Perales, the starter. Well, Perales has been able to go deep in games this season. He's worked five innings or more 11 times. He's done it four times with Greenville, but right now running into some trouble here in the fourth. He's allowed three runs on five hits tonight. Pitch count up to 62, so it's manageable. Trying to get out number two. Lengthy battle with Ryan Higgins. 2-2 pitch coming up. Out of the windup, Perales ready. Pitch to Higgins, swing and a miss. Fastball up top. That's out number two. Well, Nate, I get asked about this a lot, you know, like what my favorite moments have been in my career broadcasting or even just this season with the Ironbirds. I mean, there's so many just this year of the home games here in the Dean. Do you have a specific favorite from all the awesome moments that we've seen?
Oh, man. I mean, there are so many to count. I mean, I love all the marketing promotions that we're able to put on here at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium, whether it be our Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night, to Bark in the Park, to the Steam Crabs final season that we've got going on tonight with these themed jerseys. It feels like my job. I'm planning a party every single night for our fans, and it's just an absolute blast. And to hear the feedback from the fans about how much fun they have when they come to the ballpark. It's not all just same old, not just the boring baseball or anything like that. It's they're having fun, whether it be participating in the on-field games or being able to get a promotional giveaway like our Mount Birdland figurines that we've been giving out towards the end of this season, to being able to play catch on the field prior to the game like we had tonight. And it's just so much fun. And I love being able to share my enjoyment of sports with the people of Aberdeen. And it makes it even more special when it's a team like the Aberdeen Ironbirds that I grew up with. And, yeah, I couldn't ask for a dream job, really.
Getting a chance to plan a party in Birdland every night.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, we've had a lot of fun this season. I mean, these guys make it easy in terms of the party atmosphere. I mean, what this team has done this season out on this diamond, walk-off wins, you know, blowout wins, great pitching performances. De Leon sends one in the air, deep center. Castro going back straight away, gets turned around, makes the catch, and the inning is over. Well, De Leon almost got in on the home run party. Birds continue to rip the baseball out of the ballpark. Freddie Benkosme led off the inning with a home run into the Ironbirds bullpen for his second long ball of the season. And the Birds lead it 3-2 after four. Nate's going to stick around for another inning with me, so we'll continue the conversation when we come back on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the fifth inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Ironbirds 3 and the Greenville Drive 2. Samuel Basayo, a solo homer in the first. Ryan Higgins, a sac fly in the second, and Freddie Benkosme, a solo homer in the fourth. Right-hander Yaki Rivera back to work here in the top of the fifth. He gets 8-9-1, Seamus Jimenez and Paulino. First pitch of the night from Rivera, misses low and away, counts 1-0. Well, Nate, you mentioned it last inning before Yaki got the last out of the fourth. He's got a live arm, you know, a young kid, 20 years old, but I mean, man, it's been fun to watch him pitch in a short stint up here in Aberdeen this year.
Oh, absolutely. He's a spark plug coming out of that bullpen. Able to keep hitters off balance with that fastball. And sometimes it's tough to pick up on it, especially if you're used to seeing the starter going 3, 4, 5 innings and then 95 comes at you. It's got to be tough.
Pop-up drifted into shallow right. Higgins was out there to make the catch. One up, one down for Rivera. And I like that term you use, spark plug, because it just looks like he's having fun. He's like a ball of energy out on the mound. You know, his follow-through off the mound, you know, when he gets big outs, he's hyped. The glove pump gets a swing and a miss there on Jimenez.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
He's got electric stuff. I remember his home debut here. He was fired up to be out there and pitched really well in that game. Counts now 0-2. Back-to-back changeups from Rivera. Way ahead of Jimenez. Yaki only has 3 pitches, fastball, slider, change, but they all work. Fastball there, a little bit inside. Count goes to 1-2. Birds lead it 3-2. Game was tied for about half an inning, but that was it. 1-2, low and away. It seems like every time the Drive have scored this series, the Birds have come right back and scored on their side of things.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems like the Birds just have an answer to whatever the Drive can do. This offense is absolutely humming. It definitely helps when Basayo's hit six home runs in six games, and guys like Freddie Benkozme are able to tack on some runs. And Freddie was our pick for who's hot this week, and after going on a tear on the series against Jersey Shore and Hudson Valley, his bat's really coming along towards the end of the season.
Three balls and two strikes on Jimenez. Next pitch, yanked foul down the right field line. Yeah, I mean, Freddie, I always take a look at, who you guys post for who's hot out on social media, and it's been tough to pick, who's the hottest of the bunch every week or every month for you guys when you guys are posting that, because, like I said, everybody's produced this year, and it's not just one guy at a time. I mean, you got four, five, six guys that are putting up excellent numbers, so I'm sure it's not always easy making your who's hot pick for the Twitter and Instagram posts.
Yeah, definitely. It's tough, especially when you got Freddie hitting 400 in a series and Basayo hitting bombs. It becomes tough to pick, and you've got the new draft guys coming up, so everyone gets excited about them as well. You got to be able to share the love to everybody at the team. So we definitely make it a team effort to decide who is the who's hot, and definitely want to give everybody the credit where credit's due.
Counts 0-1, move over to first, runner back. So it's Jimenez at first, he walked. And now Paulino, the leadoff man, up with one out in the inning. Well, the Birds pitching staff has been excellent this series. Rivera's 0-1, that's low. And the Greenville Drive, they've scored runs this series. I mean, in the series opener, they put up 7. Last night, or two nights ago, they got some runs late. They put up 5, but before tonight's game, the Drive had only scored 3 runs before the 7th inning through 4 games this series. Counts 2-1. And, of course, the Ironbirds doing a lot of their scoring early in games and then extending leads. So it's just been a fun final homestand. And I got to imagine, with these crowds coming in for the promotions that you're a part of planning, Nate, the W's on top of it, make things even better.
Oh, absolutely. And we know that school started up around here in Harford County, so crowds are definitely died down compared to earlier in the season when kids are out of school. But the fans are showing out, especially on this weekend, holding on to the last bit of summer and enjoying the warm weather that we've had this week. And the winds feel like icing on the cake when you're getting, whether it be a figurine or being able to check out these awesome steamed crab jerseys that they're rocking tonight. Just able to get everybody involved in it, and the fans definitely appreciate that.
Another strikeout for Rivera. He went with the changeup there to get Paulino. That brings up Campbell. Birds still lead it by 1, top of the 5th. So of all the themed jerseys that the Birds have worn this season, do you have a favorite? I mean, it's obviously tough to pick.
That is tough to pick. Being a Marvel fan, I love those Marvel jerseys, but the Star Wars jerseys as well were pretty awesome. If I had to pick one, I got to go with the Harford County Cookies.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen a team do something like that before, and it was just super fun being able to just put a cookie on a jersey. And, it's minor league baseball. We're here to have a good time.
Yeah, that's my favorite. Everyone who knows me knows that chocolate chip cookies are my thing. Really, any cookie,
nice.
Any cookie except like oatmeal raisin or like I'm not a big sugar cookie guy either.
Gotcha.
Chocolate chip cookies, that's my thing. Like I'm fueled by chicken, rice, and green beans for the most part for my dinners here in the booth. But any chance I get to have some chocolate chip cookies, I can't just have one. I'm going 6, 7, 8.
I'm
plowing them down. So the fact that the Ironbirds played as the Cookies and we're rocking cookies on their hats, I mean, that's by far my favorite, too.
Definitely. You ever mistake an oatmeal raisin cookie for a chocolate chip cookie?
Yep. Too many times.
Ooh, it's rough. It's rough.
Another swing and a miss for Yaki Rivera. Picks up his 3rd strikeout of the game, his 2nd of the inning. Big hop off the mound for Yaki as he gets a glove tap from Samuel Basayo, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors. 1 man left on for the Drive in the top of the 5th. We'll head to the bottom of the inning. Birds still lead at 3-2. Stay locked in with me on MILB TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards, When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics is here to help you, Ironbirds fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Baltimore area, Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing, and we love to see Ironbirds fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit agortho.com today and book your free consult. That's agortho.com for Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Bottom five in Aberdeen. Birds lead it 3-2 over the drive. Craig Bradfield and Horvath, 9-1-2 due up against right-hander Luis Perales, Michael Marcantonini, and Nate Laws. Up in the broadcast booth right now, Nate is our marketing and communications manager here in the Dean. First pitch of the inning to Trendon Craig is a breaking ball in for a strike, 0-1. And Nate, we've talked a lot about how fun it's been this season, not only with the team performing on the field, but with everything that's gone on at the ballpark. You've got themed jersey nights. We've had some great crowds all year. We've got some giveaways. Tonight is the fourth and final Mount Birdland piece giveaway. Which, that's a pretty unique giveaway. I've never seen anything like that in minor league baseball, so it's pretty cool that we've done that here in Aberdeen.
Yeah, I haven't seen that before either, and it gets fans to want to come back and get the rest of the set.
You can't just come to one of those games. You got to go to all four of them.
Exactly, yeah. You want to be able to get all four and set them up at your desk at work or wherever you have it, a place to set them up. They're really cool, and great job by our partnership team to come up with ideas like that.
Craig grounds out to third. One up, one down. Here's Bradfield. So I guess next year we've got a plan 132. There's only 66 home games. A 66-piece giveaway.
Oh, boy.
You got to get all 66. So everybody's got to come out to every game, pack the place.
Maybe a puzzle. Everybody gets a single piece of a puzzle.
I kind
of
like that. We'll talk to the team about that. But that would be kind of sweet, though. You put together a 66-piece puzzle of – even just like the backdrop here at Leidos Field, like out on the diamond or something like that. A puzzle of the mascots, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, then you got to come to every single game.
Every single game. That's how you complete the puzzle.
I like that. Yeah, I mean, we might be onto something there.
Definitely going to write that one down.
Yeah. Hey, if any of the rest of the front office staff is listening, just remember, Nate and I up here, we're on that.
Always thinking.
I mean, most of the you're the one who suggested puzzles, so most of the credit there. But I kind of got the ball rolling. Fly ball to left. Bradfield, a big turnaround first. It's crazy that he was almost halfway to second on that routine ball to left.
Man, that dude has got some real speed. He covers so much ground out there in the outfield, whether he's playing center or left. And he's just going to be a spark plug at the top of the lineup as well with that speed.
Two up, two down. Here's Matt Horvath. All right, Nate, before this inning wraps up, because I know you got to go do some other stuff, I asked you earlier, if you had a favorite moment from this year, and you mentioned, all the theme nights and the promos and all that, but baseball-wise, in terms of what's happened out on the diamond, do you have a favorite game?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I got to stick with those theme nights. I mean, I believe we had probably two or three walk-offs on our different theme nights.
Horvath rips one down the third base line, and he ends up with a double. Well, snuck that one just fair inside the third base line, and Matt continues to produce. But you're right, Nate. I think there was a point in time where we walked it off on three straight themed jersey nights.
Yeah, it was nuts. Dylan Beavers on the decoys night. I believe we got Creed get a walk-off for us on Star Wars night, and I think Higgins had one somewhere.
Yeah, Higgins on the nicest kids in Aberdeen.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, those are all up there for me. Of course, the Jackson Holiday walk-off game was huge. His home debut was huge.
Yep. Was just about to mention the home debut. Send him one way out past the video board there in right center.
The game where the Birds came back from a three-run deficit, all with two outs in the ninth, I think that sits at the top for me. I was saying that during the last couple homestands.
Yeah, and I think we gotta mention last night with Kyle Verbitsky's performance, the team MVP, just an absolute stand-up guy. Couldn't have asked for a better way to end the year for him.
So Basayo in the box, count is 1-1. Six homers in his last six games. Can he make it 7 in his last six? Horvath out at second with two down. Birds lead at 3-2 here in the home half of the fifth. Basayo ready. Next pitch, swing and a miss, it's 1-2. So, Nate, here are some crazy numbers on Basayo. Among Orioles minor leaguers entering tonight's game, Basayo ranked second with a 158 weighted runs created plus, second to just Jackson Holliday. He's third in weighted on base average at 427, third in slugging, and third with a 933 OPS.
And did we mention that he just turned 19?
Yeah, it's
just turned 19.
It's pretty wild.
My goodness.
I'm almost a decade older than this guy.
That's got to be kind of wild, right?
It is pretty wild. But, I mean, you know, just look at his frame out there. You know, 6'4", 200, whatever. You know, the work he's able to put in behind the plate, he's looked good at first base. The bat is obviously going to continue to move him up the system. And he's only going to get better.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just what a talent.
2-2, yanks one down the right field line, foul. And even that ball, a little out in front, but he still ripped it.
Yeah, and he's, like you said, he's a big dude. He does not look like he's 19 years old. He looks like a seasoned veteran in the major leagues with being 6'4", 200-something.
How about the bat spike on his home run in the first inning tonight? That was pretty epic.
That was awesome. Yeah, we love seeing the fire. We love seeing the competitiveness, and that was awesome to see.
Pick play at second. Horvath just got back in there. Yeah, I mean, Basayo, he pimped the homer that he hit out to I-95 a couple nights ago, and who wouldn't? I mean, he hit a ball that far, and it got out in such a hurry. But, yeah, tonight the bat spike was pretty dope. 2-2 pitch coming up. Perales ready. Here it is. That's high. Ball 3. I mean, there's been instances where the opposing team just doesn't want to give him anything to hit, and then there's been other instances where I'm thinking, like, why in the world would you throw him anything close to the zone?
Right, yeah. The bat is just so potent. I mean, he's getting to the point where pitchers really need to give him different looks and be able to mix those pitches around and not just throw him fastballs in the same location or maybe a breaking ball here or a changeup here. You got to be able to mix and match against a guy with this kind of hitting ability.
What's crazy is that all 8 of his high A homers are in his last 16 games now.
Wow.
It's just a crazy tear that he's on. Horvath takes off for third. Pitch misses low and in. Throw goes into left field. And Horvath's heading home. He's going to score. Another run for the Birds. Basayo down to first on the walk. And Mac Horvath picks up his 5th stolen base in just 4 games at high A. And it leads to a throwing error. And he helps manufacture another run.
Man, the speed from this 2023 class with Bradfield at the top, you got Horvath coming up, and Etzel, he's not a slowpoke out there at all. That dude's got some wheels.
Oh, they had a combined, it was like somewhere around 50 or 60 combined stolen bases in their time in just Delmarva alone.
My goodness.
It's wild. Now a visit from Greenville pitching coach Bob Kipper. It's 4-2 Ironbirds after Horvath just came home on that throwing error from the catcher Ronald Rosario. Man at first, that's Basayo. He just worked the walk from down in the count to working the free pass. A meeting with the entire Greenville infield is over. And Matthew Etzel is going to hit. He walked his last time up and then was caught stealing. He had the bag stolen but overslid second. And that is how the third inning ended. So now Etzel another shot here. The Birds have 1 run in 4 of their 5 innings at the plate tonight. A little picket fence offense. And Etzel, who's got the best beard on the team by far.
Oh, definitely.
Stepping in to hit with 2 down.
Dude's got quite the beard.
Basayo, a decent leadoff first. First pitch, fouls it back to the netting behind home plate. Birds lead it 4-2. Done a good job extending their lead throughout the game tonight. I mean, Bisaya working that walk with two outs just shows you how he's grown as a player in just a couple weeks here in high A.
Definitely. I mean, that first week, it seemed like he was maybe a little nervous at that promotion. And
a little jumpy at the plate.
Yeah, definitely attacking pitches earlier in the count. But the plate discipline has been one of the biggest things for him. He's taking his pitches, he's making good swing decisions, and he's able to get on base, not just hit for power.
Perales set up to 87 pitches now. His 88th is in for a strike. It's 1-2 on Etzel. Etzel steps back in to regroup. Count is 1-2. Bird's looking for some more runs. Bisaya inches a little farther off first. Next pitch. Etzel gets one up in the air left center. Gonzalez is in the gap. Castro there as well, and it's Castro who makes the grab for the final out. Well, Nate, I really appreciate you taking two innings to spend with me up in the broadcast booth. Covered a lot of topics, and as always, appreciate all the work that you and the rest of the front office does to not only make everything happen out there, but also to make my job easier.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now let's do it again sometime, and by next time, I mean, you know, next year.
Yeah, sounds good.
2023 winding down, but 2024 is obviously going to be fun because of all the hard work that y'all put in. So, Nate, thanks again for the time, man.
Absolutely, thank you.
Birds lead it 4-2 after 5. We'll head to the top of the 6th after this quick break on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the 6th inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. It's the Ironbirds 4 and the Drive 2. The Ironbirds are playing as the Aberdeen Steamed Crabs tonight for the final time in franchise history. The Birds will retire that Steamed Crabs alternate identity. So if you're looking to grab some Steamed Crabs gear on the final night that the Birds play as them, you know, head out to the ballpark. If anyone's looking to come out for the season finale tomorrow, head over to our team store, grab some Steamed Crabs gear. There's plenty of it in the team store, and I got to admit, it's some pretty sweet gear. I mean, everyone who designs the jerseys, the hats, the shirts, everything here in Aberdeen, they do a fantastic job. The team that, you know, collaborates on that, and the product is exceptional always. So if you want some Steamed Crabs merch, come on out to the ballpark, grab some at the team store, and look good while you're rocking it. I mean, that's a no-brainer. Get some Steamed Crabs gear while you can. Two-strike pitch from Yaki Rivera to Alan Castro is fouled away. Birds rocking a two-run lead. A couple fun innings on the broadcast over the 4th and 5th. I had my guy Nate Laws with me in the booth. Nate has been great to work with all season this year. Chopper to the right side. Horvath charges. Glove flip to first in time. That was really smooth from Mac Horvath, a guy who has not played a lot of second base. Charged that ball, and then in one motion, an underhand glove flip to Higgins covering at first. 4-3 on the putout. That brings up Gonzalez. Well, Nate's the man, and I've worked closely with him this year. He handles a lot of the media stuff here with the Ironbirds, and of course, media-wise, you know, I'm doing the broadcast every night, the air show, so we collaborate a lot, exchanging, you know, the lineups, starting pitching matchups for the week, and of course, Nate always helping me out up here in the booth, making my job easier. So shout out to him for taking a couple innings to join me on the broadcast. Rivera gets another swing and a miss, and the count's quickly 1-1 on Brian Gonzalez. Well, the crowd's loving it that Gonzalez swung and missed there, because after he hit a home run his last time to tie the game, he kind of styled a little bit and was kind of chirping towards the Ironbirds side. Count quickly 2-1. Impressive outing from Yaki Rivera so far, who has 3 strikeouts in a couple innings of work. It's another swing and a miss on a tight slider. It's 2-2. Rivera with an inning and two-thirds scoreless to this point. Looking for his 4th strikeout of the night. One out, no one on. 2-2 pitch, a little bit low and away. And that's ball 3. Well, you can always tell that Rivera's having fun out there. I mean, he shows a lot of emotion on the mound, and I love it. Full count pitch. Missed off the plate with a slider. Very animated out on the mound, and you know he's bringing those competitive juices every time out. So one out and a runner at first. That brings up Tyler Miller. Pitch from Rivera, misses low and in. Count is 1-0. Rivera peeks over at first, now throws over to first. The count remains 1-0. Miller 0-2 tonight, bounced to first and then popped out to first. Rivera ready, next pitch. Good changeup. That changeup's been fantastic tonight. It's just dropping off the table, evaporating into the bottom of the zone. Missed up and in. So 2-1. Birds have dominated this series with the drive. With the 2-run lead tonight, the Ironbirds are outscoring the drive 29-17 this series. That one missed a little bit outside. Rivera lost the handle on the slider. It's 3-1. He walked the last batter, now 3-1 on Miller. Trying to come back and regroup. Move over to first instead. And the runner is back. So Rivera slowing the pace down a little bit. He's walked 2 tonight. Those are the only 2 base runners that he has allowed. 3-1, good fastball. Gets a swing and a miss. Dialed it up there. He's got a live arm, and he's only 20 years old. He was really good at Low A Delmarva before the call-up to Aberdeen, and he has continued his success here with the Birds. 3-2, just a little bit off the plate. That's ball 4. So back-to-back walks. Brings up Rosario. Basayo out to the mound to chat with Rivera, and Ironbirds pitching coach Austin Miney is going to make a visit as well. Well, Rivera down with Low A Delmarva posted a 3.16 ERA in 20 games, 18 out of the bullpen. 43 strikeouts and just 31 and a third held opponents to a .200 batting average, and often he was trusted in the late innings, picked up 6 saves in 8 chances with Delmarva. So it was a guy who was going out there trying to protect a 3-run lead or less a lot of times, in the ninth inning, and most of the time he was finishing off the job for the Shorebirds. With the Ironbirds, he's kind of bounced around in terms of what innings he's pitched in. Sometimes he's come in early in games and gone deeper. Other times it's a one-inning sprint in the later frames. So here's Rosario, swings and misses at the first pitch, and the Miney magic continues. Seems like every time Austin Miney goes out to the mound, whatever he says works, and whoever's on the mound for the Birds locks back in. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss there, and it is 0-2. We'll see what Rivera comes with here. Be a great time to mix in that slider and see it sweep low and away against the right-handed batter. Runners at first and second with one out. Birds lead it by two. 0-2, grounded to the right side, through the shift into right field. Here comes the runner from second, throw in, cut off. And it's now a one-run game. An RBI single from Ronald Rosario, and that's tough. The Birds were in a shift. Horvath was pinching towards second. And because of that, the ball snuck through into right. And three straight have reached for the drive. So 4-3, Rosario picks up the ribby, and that brings up Nick Decker. Well, Rosario reached safely in all four of his plate appearances on Thursday night, went 0-for-0 with four walks. This time he puts the ball in play and picks up a hit after walking his last time up, because why wouldn't he? First pitch outside to Decker. There's more bullpen action for the Birds. The left-hander's loosening up. There's a strike, 1-1. Another slider from Rivera, staying on the outer half against the lefty Decker. So Gonzalez scored from second, and Miller stopped at second on the Rosario single. So first and second once again. Birds still holding a 4-3 lead. But the Drive have put some runs on the board in the early and middle innings tonight, something that they hadn't really done all series. To one from Yaki, slider in for a strike. Really trusting that slider right now. We'll see what he comes with. 2-2. I'm thinking changeup here. Drop one off the table here. 2-2. Went with the changeup and he picked up a strikeout. Well, Yaki Rivera and I are on the same page right now. And that pitch gets him out number two here in the sixth. So that is now two full innings for Rivera out of the pen. He got the final out of the fourth. And here he is with two outs in the sixth, trying to get Carson Cimas. First pitch swinging. Cimas skies one to straightaway center. Prado's there, and he makes the catch. Well, Yaki Rivera gave up a run on a hit and two walks in the sixth, but he did a great job limiting the damage, bared down, and held the Drive to just that one run. After 5.5, the Birds still lead it, but by just one, it's 4-3. We'll go to the home sixth after these messages on WAMD Aberdeen, the Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job?
Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Bottom six in the Dean. It's the Ironbirds 4 and the Drive 3. Birds have led the entire way. They jumped on the board in the bottom of the first. They have single runs in four separate frames. The Drive got two in the fourth, one in the top of the sixth. But the Birds have led the whole way, and they are looking to extend that lead here in the home half of the sixth. Yaki Rivera threw two and a third innings out of the bullpen. See if he comes back out if the Birds go to the bullpen. But first, we'll see what the Bats can do. Frederick Benkosme leads off the sixth. He led off both the second and the fourth, and he picked up extra base hits in both innings. First pitch of the inning almost got him. He doubled and scored in the second, and then he hit that leadoff homer in the fourth. So we'll see what he does here in the sixth. Got to imagine it's going to be another extra base hit. That's the way he's trending. Pitch misses outside. How about a triple, Freddie? We'll speak that into existence. Well, Freddie told me before the game today that he was going to hit one out for me, and he did. Got to love it when guy says he's going to homer, and then he does it on cue. Another hot shot out to second. This one into right field off the glove of Campbell, and Benkosme stops at first. Should go down as a base hit for Freddie. So he is now 3-for-3 and a triple shy of the cycle. Well, he just ripped that single off of a new pitcher for the Drive. Luis Perales is done after five innings of work. And it's Nate Tellier into the game for the Drive now. Benkosme takes off for second. Swing and a miss from Prado. Throw down. Skips in the dirt. And it's a little bit behind. And Benkosme has another stolen base. Well, Freddie's doing it all tonight. And that stolen base for Freddie is his 28th of the season. He has 28 bags in 33 attempts. So when he's decided to run, he's been very successful doing it. The Birds have another stolen base. No outs and Freddie at second. 0-1 to Prado. Popped up foul ground, first base side, out of play. Well, Freddie's just on one tonight. He's having himself a night, feeling confident at the plate, feeling confident on the base paths. Two. Prado grounds one to third. Seamus has it. Long throw across the diamond in time. And a 5-3 putout is out number one. So Benkosme stays at second. That brings up Ryan Higgins. The final line on Perales. Gave up four runs, three earned on six hits and five innings. Three strikeouts, two walks. And he allowed two solo homers. Perales overall in the night threw 90 pitches, 58 strikes. Threw a lot of pitches tonight, but somehow walked just the two. A lot of deep counts. Ironbirds have done a great job working the count. First pitch to Higgins, that's outside. Tellier looks at second, next pitch, misses low. We'll get you some numbers on Tellier. This is his third professional season, working in his 31st game out of the Greenville bullpen, 40 and two-thirds innings of work, 50 strikeouts, 29 walks coming in. Opponents hitting .247 against him. Second baseman Campbell keeping Benkosme close. Big lead for Freddie, and now he forces Tellier to step off. Higgins sends one in the air, deep right center. Castro and Decker going back. Neither will get there. It gets to the warning track, now to the wall. Benkosme around third. He's heading in to score. Higgins is into third. He slides in safe. It's an RBI triple for Ryan Higgins, and the ball goes into the Greenville dugout, and he is awarded home. A Little League home run for Ryan Higgins. The helmet flew off, so he heads home with His long hair flowing in the headband. Gets some high fives from his teammates. And the Birds add on two. Ben Cosme scores his third run of the night. Higgins extends his hitting streak to six games. He's now hit safely in 9 of 11 as well. And he picks up his second RBI of the night. So that'll go down as an RBI triple and then an E9. Or whoever threw that in the relay throw, I missed it. Triple's the most exciting play in baseball, they say. Well, that one was pretty exciting. Higgins was flying. So 6-3 Birds now. Here's De Leon. Next pitch from Tellier, low and away. Birds looking for their fifth straight win. If the Birds can hold on and win tonight, they would tie their season-long winning streak of five games. It'll be the third time that they've racked up five straight wins. And if they hold on to win, it'll be the first time that they've won five straight home games this year. De Leon fouls one back. It's 1-2. He's itching to get in on the action. So with the Higgins triple, the Birds have hit for the cycle tonight. Two homers, two doubles, a triple, and only one single. Ben Cosme, or three singles. Sorry, I didn't see the last couple blocks on my scorebook. More extra base hits than singles, though. That's the point I'm trying to make. Swing and a miss. De Leon down on strikes. That brings up Trendon Craig. Two runs already home in the bottom of the sixth for the Birds. Well, every time the Birds play under an alternate identity, they put up big runs, and they seem to win a lot of games. Three walk-off wins on themed jersey nights this year, and the hope is that they don't need to walk it off tonight, already with a three-run lead. But an impressive effort from this group. 1-0 pitch coming from Tellier. In for a strike. It's 1-1. Tellier has a little bit of a funky motion. He does a good job hiding the baseball. Out of his windup, he really rocks back and tucks that baseball behind him. So you can't really see it until the last minute. Craig swings and misses at a pitch low in the zone. It's 1-2. Liner out to second, caught by Campbell, and the inning is over. A little low liner, Campbell was able to handle it, hit right at him, didn't even have to move. So Craig is retired for out number three. Another big inning for the Birds, they grab two runs on two hits. There was an error, and they leave none. Through six full, it's Aberdeen 6, Greenville 3. We'll take a quick break, go to the top of the seventh when we return on the Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Birds grab two more runs in the bottom of the sixth. They have scored in five of their six trips to the plate tonight, and they lead it 6-3 over the Greenville Drive in Game 5 of this six-game series to end the regular season. Well, the Birds We'll turn to the bullpen once again. Left-hander Joe Kemlidge takes over for Yaki Rivera, who gave up just one run in 2 1/3 innings of work. First pitch of the inning is sent up the middle for a base hit. The nine-hole hitter Gilberto Jimenez is on again. He's now reached safely twice in 3 trips to the plate. Back to the top of the order for Paulino. So Kemlidge, the lefty, is in to make his second appearance of the series. Just joined the Ironbirds in September. And he's back out there as the third pitcher of the night. Well, the Greenville drive grabbed a run in the top of the sixth, but the Birds not only answered to get that run back, but they put up one more as well. And they lead it by 3. Left on left, Kemlidge gets a swing and a miss. So on 8 different occasions this series, the drive have scored in the top of an inning, and the Birds have responded to score in the bottom half of that same inning. So that's 8 failed shutdown inning attempts. Ground ball to the right side, through into right field. Jimenez around second, heading for third. Long throw from Craig. De Leon picks it, scoops it, the tag at second. They got him. Nice job by Isaac De Leon to come up on that throw from Craig, pick it on the short hop, throw to Horvath at second, and apply the tag. That was Ben Cosme at the bag, actually, so that's a 9-5-6 putout. So the Birds turn garbage into gold there and get an out of what should have set up first and third with no outs, but Paulino tried to stretch it, and he is thrown out trying to do so. A base hit for him, but then a 9-5-6 putout. So one out and a man on third. Birds keep the infield back with a 3-run lead. That brings up Campbell. So the point I was making before that base hit, the drive have had a lot of opportunities for shutdown innings this series. But 8 times when they've scored in the top half of an inning, the Birds have responded to score in that same bottom half. So the Birds wrecking a lot of shutdown opportunities. And that's why the Birds have dominated this series, going for their 5th straight win. Now with the count 2-0 on Campbell, the Birds bring the infield in. First pitch low, it's 3-0. Interesting decision, 2 pitches into the at-bat to bring the infield all the way in. But minor league baseball is all about development, so I guess the plan is to try to get a couple different looks for these guys. You know, start the AB plan back, then move in. You know, just a feel for the situation. Roberto and this coaching staff has such a good feel for every situation that this team's been in this year. Ball 4, 4-pitch walk to Jimenez. Not the worst thing, to Campbell. Not the worst thing right there. A single walk to start the inning, but there is one out. Here's Castro. Basayo out in front of home plate, flashing the first and third signals. First pitch to the right-handed hitting, the switch hitting Castro, batting from the right side as a ball. It's 1-0. Birds 6, Crabs 3. Birds 6, Drive 3. Birds playing as the Crabs. Tough inning for me here. Got to regroup in between innings. Count 2-0 now. It's been a competitive game throughout. The Birds scored early, but the drive answered. The Birds have still led the whole way. 2-0 from Kemlidge in for a strike. Good backdoor breaking ball there. 2-1. Kemlidge, 24 years old, from Plymouth, Massachusetts. Stands 6'1" tall in his third minor league season. Missed outside there. It's 3-1. Kemlidge spent some time in the Mariners organization this year, and he was a teammate of Logan Reinhart's, in fact. 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss, good one there. So Kemlidge started the year in the M's organization, was with the Eugene in the Northwest League. Pitch misses outside. Excuse me, he was in the Giants organization. Pitch for Eugene. I had the wrong page up. Pitching against Logan Reinhardt out in that league. Quick stint in Delmarva, now up with Aberdeen. Move over to first, runner back. So Jimenez at third, Campbell at first. Tying runs at the plate, Kemblage looking to shut it down. Swing and a miss there. Good breaking ball, and he picks up another strikeout. Tied him up inside. Castro swung at ball four, and that's out number two. So another shot for Brian Gonzalez, who homered in the fourth and walked in the sixth. Kemblage last pitched on September 5th against Greenville. That was the series opener. Gave up a run in an inning and a third. Struck out three and did not walk anyone. Gonzalez pops it up, shallow right center. Horvath's out there, makes the catch, and the inning is over. Nice job by Joe Kemblage to work around two hits and a walk to throw a scoreless seventh inning. Time to stretch here in the Dean. The Birds lead at 6-3. Looking to extend that when we come back for the home half of the seventh. Keep it locked on MILB-TV, Valley Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer Flex Packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Looking for a rental and finding it hard to get to first base? Contact TCA Property Management, Inc. to help you find your new home today. Call TCA Property Management, Inc. at 410-273-9585. That's 410-273-9585. Or head over to www.tcaproperty.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
We move to the bottom of the seventh inning in Aberdeen, Maryland. The Birds lead the Greenville Drive 6-3 in Game 5 of a six-game series. Second-to-last game of the 2023 season for the Ironbirds, who are playing as the Aberdeen Steamed Crabs tonight. So the Birds rocking another alternate identity tonight, and seems like every time they play under a different name, they play really well. And not to say that they don't play well when they play as the Ironbirds, because they do, but seems like when they rock those themed jerseys, they really turn it into overdrive and put up some big numbers. Well, in terms of big numbers, the Birds have 6 runs on 8 hits tonight, including 5 extra base hits, 2 homers, 2 doubles, and a triple tonight. Birds have scored in 5 of their 6 innings at the plate, and they're looking to continue rolling here in the bottom of the 7th. Top of the order for the Birds, Bradfield, Horvath, and Basayo. Joe Kemblage worked a scoreless top of the 7th, third pitcher of the night for the Birds. Did a good job limiting damage after 2 hits and a walk in the inning. Was able to strand 2 runners. Bradfield swings at the first pitch and fouls it back, and the count's 0-1. So talking to Bradfield before the game, I asked him, among current or former major leaguers, who he thought his game best compared or compares to. And he gave me a really good answer. 0-1, grounded out to second. Campbell has it to first. 1-1 down. So Bradfield said he hopes that someday he'll be able to put up some numbers and, you know, continue with the skill set that he has and be in Ricky Henderson territory. And, you know, it's pretty cool to hear him say a legendary Hall of Famer as a player comparison. He gave me a couple others as well, mentioned Corbin Carroll and Byron Buxton among current big leaguers. So it's just cool to hear these guys, you know, talk about that and, you know that that's on their mind, who they model their game after, you know, their skill set and who they want to be and as they work their way up to hopefully the major league. So it's pretty cool to hear Enrique talk about that. And if you heard that in my interview pregame, you heard him really talk and, you know, explain his thought process there. Horvath takes a strike. It's quickly 0-2. Another new arm for the drive here in the seventh after one inning from Nate Tellier. The drive turned to another right-hander out of the pen, so they are on their third pitcher. It's Drew Erhard. So Drew Erhard is in as he misses upstairs to Horvath. It's 1-2. Max had a nice night at the dish, doubled, stole a bag, and scored on a throwing error back in the fifth. Really helped the Birds manufacture that run. He doubled with two outs, stole third, had it stolen with ease. The throw from the catcher Rosario was way wide of Seamus, the third baseman, went into left, and Horvath came in to score. That's a called strike three on the outer half there, and Horvath is down on strikes. So two up, two down for Erhard. Brings up Samuel Basayo. Must see TV every time this guy comes to bat. He is on a tear lately. Well, I mentioned during his last plate appearance, I mean, of course, he has now six homers in his last six games. Takes a pitch inside for a ball. And eight homers in his last 16 games. And those are all eight of his high A homers. So he's now playing in his 26th game at high A. His first homer didn't come until his 11th game as an Iron Bird, after his first extra base hit came in his 8th game as an Iron Bird. So it took him a little while to get going. And it's even more impressive to see his overall numbers at high A, because that first week and a half plus, you know, he wasn't necessarily putting up the numbers. 2-0, rips one foul, and that's okay. I mean, it takes guys a little while, takes everybody a little bit different amount of time to adjust to, you know, for position players to adjust to the pitching and for pitchers to adjust to high A hitters. Not everybody gets it right away. It took Sam about a week, and that's not a long time. You know, to say that you're going to go up to another level of pro baseball as a teenager and get a week's worth of games under your belt where you're still figuring things out, but then become the best hitter in the league over the next 3 to 4 weeks, it's very impressive. 3-1, outside corner. It's 3-2. Basayo continues to climb prospect lists. MLB Pipeline, Baseball America, FanGraphs, you name it. Turning heads all around Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball. 3-2, pops it up left side. Is it going to stay in fair territory? No, it's caught. Actually, yes, it's caught in fair territory by Seamus, the third baseman. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Drew Erhard out of the pen. Seven in the books here in the Dean. The Birds still doubling up on the drive. It's 6-3. We'll head to the top of the eighth after a quick break on WAMD Aberdeen, the Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Iron Birds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9000.
9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the eighth in the Dean. Michael Mark Cantonini with you on the call tonight. It's been a fun one here up in the broadcast booth. Birds doing their thing again. They lead it 6-3 as Joe Kemledge goes back out there for the eighth. Had my guy Nate Laws on for a couple innings over the fourth and fifth. Nate is the Ironbirds marketing and communications manager, so it's really fun to get a chance to chat with Nate on a live broadcast. Been working with Nate all season long, coordinating with him, different media stuff and all that. So it was really cool to have him come on up here in the booth, talk about some of the stuff that he's done with the Birds this season and all that. Ground ball up the middle. Backhand flip from Horvath to Ben Cosme over to first in time. A 4-6-3 put out to start the eighth. Mac Horvath flashing the leather. Frederick Ben Cosme showing off the arm as those two dap up in the middle of the diamond. One up, one down in style. Well, that was smooth. Horvath on the backhand at second. In one motion, pitched it to Ben Cosme coming across, and he threw to first to finish it off. Nice play to retire Tyler Miller for the first out. And that is how to get this crowd fired up again. Well, Kemledge is obviously loving that. Here's Ronald Rosario. Well, that's something that we've seen Frederick Ben Cosme do a lot. As the shortstop, he's taken the flip from the second baseman a few different times this season in Aberdeen. Now, Freddie and Jackson Holliday had that play down. In games where Freddie was playing second, he'd field a ball on the backhand, flip to Holliday with the glove who was coming across the diamond, and Holliday would finish it off throwing to first. Birds got a lot of recognition from those two doing that earlier in the year. So Horvath and Ben Cosme combining for that slick play up the middle here. One up, one down after the 4-6-3 put out. I mean, I just love seeing those guys execute plays like that because it's not something that just happens. You know, these guys practice it. This Ironbirds team, I mean, they put in so much work before games that by the time they get to the game, they've already seen everything that could get thrown at them. So the fact that the middle infielders here in the Dean practice that play with the second baseman flipping to the shortstop, coming across the diamond. When there's an opportunity to do it in the game, they're ready for it, and then, of course, they execute it. It was pretty sweet to see that play there. It's something that shouldn't surprise anybody, but that doesn't mean you can't be in awe of it. You know what I mean? Like, everything I see on a baseball field, like, you know, I'm never shocked because I don't ever get caught off guard. If I see something out there, I'm like, yeah, it's baseball. Anything can happen. Chopper to second. Horvath has it. A little easier play there. Throws to first. Two up, two down for Kemledge in the eighth. But at the same time, I can still be in awe and be like, wow, that just happened. This Ironbirds team has given me a lot of moments like that this year. Oh, Nick Decker will get a shot with two gone and no one on. Kemledge has settled down nicely after allowing a single, single, and a walk in that order to start the seventh. Since then, strikeout, pop out, ground out, ground out. Kemledge looking to preserve the Birds' 6-3 lead. Left on left for him, breaking ball missed a little bit inside, and the count is 1-1. Next pitch from Kemledge, missed a little low. It's 2-1 now. Well, some rain came through earlier, but it didn't stop these guys from playing. 2-1 coming up. You know, it was never heavy enough that the game had to stop, and we didn't have to go into a delay, which was great. Guys played through it for a couple innings. And now it's clear, it's dry. Good to go. 3-1, swing and a miss. Kemmelage looking for a 1-2-3 inning payoff pitch, low and away, ball four. So no 1-2-3 inning, but still a chance to get out of it with no damage done. That brings up Carson Semus, who is 0-3 tonight. So Decker reaches for the first time tonight. He had been 0-3 with three strikeouts. Semus has had a tough series this week. So he has just two hits in the series. RBI double in the series opener. And that was the game that the Drive scored their most runs in any game this series. They put up seven in the opener, but the Birds won 11-7. So after the Tuesday 11-7 win for the Birds, they came back and won 5-3 the next night. 6-5 in walk-off fashion the night after that on Thursday. Then last night, a 3-0 shutout win in seven innings, rain-shortened game. And the Birds lead it 6-3 here with just four outs left to get. Counts 1-2 on Semus. Kemmelage has done a nice job since coming into this game. He's set, looks over at first. 1-2, a little bit low. Count at 2-2 now. Kemmelage again, two strikes, swing and a miss. Joe Kemmelage has done an excellent job out of the Birds' bullpen. He's retired five of the last six batters that he faced, and he picks up his second strike out of the night. So the Birds get through the top of the eighth, another zero on the board for the Drive. We'll head to the bottom half of the eighth. Birds still doubling up on the Drive at 6-3. Stay with me on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Bottom of the eighth inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Birds lead at 6-3 over the Drive in game five of this six-game series. Another new arm out there for the Drive. Right-hander Drew Earhart is done after a scoreless inning of work. And another right-hander is out there, right-hander Brock Bell. So Bell, the fourth pitcher of the night, he'll get Edsel, Ben Cosme, and Prado. Next pitch to Edsel, swing and a miss, counts 1-1. Joe Kemmelage is through two scoreless out of the Birds' pen. Nice job by three different pitchers for Aberdeen so far to get through eight. Edsel takes outside. Edsel is 0-2 with a walk tonight. He's reached base safely 7 times this series in 4 games. Good start to his career at high A. 2-1, that's a strike on the outer half. 2-2. Brock Bell, 25 years old. 7th round pick of the Red Sox back in 2019 out of junior college. Outside, counts 3-2 on Etzel. Bell, a native of Tampa, Florida. And he misses outside there to Etzel, and that's a leadoff walk. In 23 appearances out of the drive bullpen this year, Bell has a 2.80 ERA in 35 and a third innings, 35 strikeouts, and that was just his 9th walk of the year. Does not give up a lot of free passes, but he did there. And now there's a man on with no outs for Freddie Benkosme, who is a triple shy of the cycle. Come on, Freddie, let me speak it into existence. First pitch, breaking ball in for a strike. Freddie doubled and scored in the second. He led off the 4th with a homer, and he singled, stole a bag, and scored in the 6th. He led off all 3 of those innings, and he has hit the ball hard every time up. Birds lead it by 3. See if they can get more. 0-1 pitch, Benkosme takes. Well, the home run for Freddie in the 4th inning was just his 2nd of the season. Still coming into his power. Keep in mind, this is just his 2nd year stateside in professional baseball. 3rd professional season overall. Moved to 1st. Etzel's back. Freddie has shown he can spray the ball all over the yard. But in terms of homers, 1 in Greensboro in early July and then 1 tonight. Etzel takes off for 2nd, 0-2. Benkosme flicks it foul over the 3rd base dugout into the seats. Nice grab by a fan. Kid down there in the 2nd row of seats, the 2nd level of seats here at the ballpark, had the glove reached out over the row behind him. Nice snag. See if Etzel goes again. He doesn't. Benkosme rips one foul down the first baseline. Well, it's very possible that if Freddie gets one into either the left or right center gap, that he can complete this cycle. I mean, I call it triples alley. Both of those power alleys. I've seen a ton of triples in this ballpark this year. Well, maybe he'll just add another homer. Who knows? 0-2 pitch coming up. Here it is. Grounds one to short. Could be 2. 2nd for 1, Paulino over to 1st, not in time. Freddie put his arms out to signal safe. He busted it down the line. Paulino took his sweet time with that one, stepped on 2nd himself, and then didn't really fire it over to 1st. So Etzel's cut down on the fielder's choice. And Benkosme is able to beat the throw. So a runner at 1st for Elio Prado. So no cycle for Freddie tonight. Short lead at 1st. Already 1 stolen base tonight. And he's looking for another. Takes off as Prado rips one down the left field line. That's a foul ball. Just foul. Benkosme would have scored. He was halfway to 3rd when that ball landed. See if Prado can straighten one out a little more. 0-1 popped up over towards the first base side. Foul ground out of play. Counts 0-2. Prado Prado sends one to deep left center field. Castro and Jimenez are back, and it's Castro who makes the grab a step shy of the warning track in deep left center. Ben Cosme retreats to first, and that is a loud out number two here in the eighth. Well, I've got a visitor in the broadcast booth. I've got like a praying mantis type of thing here. You know, it's kind of smaller than a normal size praying mantis. You see, this thing's hopping all around. So whatever this is, you know, it's a visitor in the booth. My second visitor up here tonight. Yeah, it's like a praying mantis type of jaw. Not 100% sure what this thing is. Harmless though, it's just chilling. So I got company up here. Best seat in the house, that's what I say. You know, can't beat the view from my broadcast booth up here. So here's Ryan Higgins, moved to first. Ooh, that was close, but Ben Cosme's back safely. Brock Bell looking to work through a scoreless eighth. He has the first two. Now he'll have to deal with Higgins, who has driven in two and scored one tonight. Peel down to the base umpire, Brian Laws, no swing. 1 in the first, 1 in the second, 1 in the fourth, 1 in the fifth, and 2 in the sixth for Aberdeen tonight. 1-0 outside, snap throw down to first from the catcher, Rosario. It gets into shallow right. Ben Cosme read it well. He gets the second. Second throwing error of the night from Ronald Rosario. And Ben Cosme with his aggressive secondary leads was able to draw that throw back to first. And it led to the error. So a man in scoring position with two down now as Higgins looks to stay hot. He's hit safely in 9 of his last 11 with 11 hits and 5 RBIs in that span. Bell looks at second, the pitch. Higgins, slow chopper up the third baseline. Seamus has it, throws to first. It gets away from the first baseman, Miller, and Ben Cosme's in to score. An infield single for Ryan Higgins. Ben Cosme was running the entire way, never stopped. And Miller was not able to dig that one out at first, and the Birds add another. It's now a 7-3 game. Second hit of the night for Ryan. Another multi-hit effort for him. And the line keeps moving. Here's Isaac De Leon. So the Birds have now scored in 6 of their 8 trips to the plate tonight. De Leon fouls one back. Higgins had 2 hits last night, an RBI double and a single. Had 1 the night before. 1 the night before that. So is he is now... Well, he had already hit safely in 6 in a row and adds another multi-hit game. Big leadoff first for him. De Leon swings over the 0-1. It's 0-2. Birds lead it by 4 now. So it's a single for Higgins, no RBI, as Ben Cosme scored on the throwing error from Seamus. 0-2, low and in. So an eventful trip around the bases for Ben Cosme. Reached on a fielder's choice, got the second on a throwing error, and then scored on a throwing error. 1-2, another chopper to the left side. Paulino, the shortstop, has it, rifles it over to first, and De Leon is gone for out number 3. It's a nice play from Paulino in the hole. Long throw across the diamond, and he got it there in time. The Birds add another run. They do it on a hit and 2 errors. One man left on in the frame. Through 8 full, it's the Birds 7 and the drive 3. A chance to close it out in the top of the ninth. When we come back, keep it locked on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Iron Birds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you.
home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067, or email her at bashman@ripkinstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkinevents.com. That's www.ripkinevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the ninth inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. The Birds are looking to close this thing out. Birds playing as the Aberdeen Steam Crabs tonight. For the final time, the Birds have played as the Steam Crabs throughout the last few seasons, but this is the final time that they will don the alternate Crabs uniforms. They're pretty sweet, I got to admit. They are really nice, especially the hats. Great logo with the crab on the front holding two baseball bats. Now here in the top of the ninth inning, right-hander Edgar Portes is on to try to close out the drive. Not a save situation. Portes picked up a save in his first outing of this series. That came on Wednesday night in a 5-3 win. Portes got the save with a scoreless ninth, and now just looking to get some work in. Birds up four. He gets Jimenez, Paulino, and Campbell. Two scoreless for Kemledge out of the pen. So he's done after a nice effort. Pitch from Portes, swing and a miss, up in the zone, 1-1. 93 on the gun from Portes. This pitch fouled back. It's 1-2. Just the second appearance in front of the crowd here in Aberdeen for Portes. He's recently promoted from Low A Delmarva, and so far so good for the young right-hander, just 20 years old from the Dominican Republic. Overall, this is his 27th appearance of the season. And his fourth with the Ironbirds. 2 2/3 innings of work as a bird. 2-2. Fly ball to center. Prado is in. He makes the catch. One up, one down for Portes. Gets the leadoff man. That's what we want to see. Back to the top for Paulino. Birds grabbed a run in the bottom of the eighth. A couple of errors helped them score that run. And here we are in the top of the ninth. Aberdeen 7, Greenville 3. First pitch misses a little bit high from Edgar. 1-0. Really impressed with Edgar in his last outing. Hit a batter in the top of the ninth back on Wednesday, but that was it. Fly ball to left, sinking quickly. It's down in front of Bradfield. Picks it up on a hop, and he'll toss it in. Well, Bradfield plays a shallow outfield to begin with, but not even he could get to that ball. It sunk really quickly. And Paulino has his second hit of the game. Brings up Christian Campbell. So when Portes pitched the other night, he hit the leadoff man in the ninth with the Birds up two, and that brought the tying run to the plate with no outs. But then got two flyouts and a popout to finish things off, and that sent the Birds home victorious. Basayo out to chat with Portes here. Looks like those two are making sure they're on the same page, maybe going over the scouting report. Campbell doubled in the first and then walked in the seventh. He is 1-3. Portes started a little bit with Delmarva. He made 11 starts for the Shorebirds, and was able to go deep into games. Pitch fouled back. From his final outing of May through his first outing of August, he went at least four innings in all of them. Went five innings on three occasions in that span. Breaking ball outside corner for a strike. Since he's joined the Ironbirds, it's just been one inning or less in all three outings so far, and that's what this one will be. Looks over at first, and the 0-2, breaking ball, and Campbell went around. Half-hearted swing there. Cortez got him to fish after that one, and he came up empty. With two outs now, Birds looking to finish this one off and win their fifth straight. Cortez set, out of the stretch. Man on first, two down. First pitch to Alan Castro, who flips back over to the left side. 1-0. Reinhardt went the first 3 2/3, gave up just two runs. One run for Yaki Rivera in 2 1/3. Joe Kemledge tossed two scoreless. And now Cortez. 1-0. Slow breaking ball outside corner. 1-1. Ten strikeouts between the four pitchers tonight for Aberdeen. See if Cortez can make it 11. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Drive down to their final strike. Cortez looking to finish things off as the Ironbirds look to tie their season high with five straight wins. 1-2, fly ball deep left field. Bradfield chasing after it. He's at the track. The wall makes the catch. And the Birds put another one in the win column. A 7-3 win over the Greenville Drive tonight in Aberdeen. Five straight for the Birds to start this series. They'll go for a season-ending series sweep tomorrow night. And for the third time this season, the Birds have won five straight games. And it's the first time this season that they've won five straight at home. Another all-around team effort as Roberto Mercado's club picks up a W. Well, coming into this series, the Birds knew they had six games left in the 2023 campaign. Well, five up, five down to start, going for a six-game series sweep tomorrow afternoon. The Birds have not swept a six-game series this season. They've won five out of six a couple times, but a chance to make it six in a row tomorrow afternoon. Well, it was another fun one at the ballpark tonight, and I mentioned the notable win streak for the Birds. Five straight, third time this season that they've racked up five straight W's. They did it from May 17th through May 21st, and again from June 25th through June 30th. Well, the first time all season that they've won five straight at home and a chance to make it six. A 7-3 win here tonight in the Dean. Get you some final totals, but first we'll let you know how it happened. Well, the Birds scored early and often. They scored in six of their eight trips to the plate. Samuel Basayo got it started with a two-out solo homer in the bottom of the first. His sixth homer in his last six games and his third homer in his last three. The Birds grabbed another run in the second. Ryan Higgins, a sacrifice fly to center, scoring Frederick Benkosme, who doubled to open the inning. Birds led it 2-0 until the top of the fourth when Brian Gonzalez smashed a two-run home run off the visiting clubhouse in left field. So game was tied at 2 to that point, but that's as close as it would get for Greenville. The Birds came right back in the bottom of the fourth. Benkosme opened the bottom half of the inning with a home run to right field, his second of the season and first in this ballpark. He told me before the game he was going to hit one out, and he did. So shout out to my guy Freddie. That was hashtag Fregendary. Birds added another in the fifth inning. Matt Horvath doubled with two outs, stole third, came home on a throwing error. Greenville added one more in the sixth. That was it for them. The Birds grabbed two more in the bottom of the sixth inning, and they just kept going after that. So in the bottom of the sixth, Ryan Higgins, an RBI triple, and then Freddie Benkosme came in to score on a throwing error. Then one more in the bottom of the eighth, as they got a run on an error there as well. And the Birds finished off the 7-3 W. Well, that's how it all happened tonight. It was another fun one at the yard, as they all are, but it's even more fun when the Birds win. So we'll get you the final totals in this one. With the win, the Birds improved to 65-63 overall. That's significant because with only one more game to play, the Birds officially clinched a record above 500 for the 2023 season. Been impressive to watch this team go at it all year. For all the guys that have come through, everybody's contributed to it. But regardless of what happens tomorrow, the Birds will finish this season above 500. In the second half, the Birds improved to 33-32. They will also finish the second half of play above 500. The drive dropped to 63-68 overall, 27-38 in the second half. 7 runs on 9 hits, no errors for Aberdeen. 3 runs on 7 hits, 4 errors for Greenville. Yaki Rivera picks up the win. He moves to 3-1 on the season. Luis Perales suffers the loss. He is 0-3. No save. Game was played in 2 hours and 29 minutes in front of 3,035 fans here at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Well, it was another fun night at the ball yard. It was the fourth and final Mount Birdland giveaway, the Grayson Rodriguez piece to complete the set that also features Gunnar Henderson, Kyle Stowers, and Adley Rutschman. So the Birdland giveaway is complete. Really cool that the Ironbirds front office did that this year. It's a very unique giveaway, and it's a very cool four-piece set. The Birds also played as the Steamed Crabs tonight, and they picked up another fun W on a themed jersey night. Well, that'll do it tonight for me in Aberdeen. Well, I got to admit, you know, it's tough signing off these broadcasts because now I only have one more tomorrow. You know, the season finale tomorrow at 2:05 Eastern. I'll be on air at 1:40 with Ray and Stash for the air show. That'll be streamed live on Facebook and MILB TV, and then, of course, first pitch at 2:05 Eastern. Well, like I said, it's tough signing off knowing that there's only one more to play, but the Birds will look to finish off a 6-game series sweep to end the 2023 regular season. That's what's at stake tomorrow, as the Birds close out another successful campaign here in Aberdeen. Well, shout out to my outstanding production crew in Aberdeen. As always, they do such a fantastic job making me look and sound good on air. And we'll do it one more time tomorrow. My name is Michael Mark Cantonini. Thanks for listening, Ironbirds fans. Thanks for flying with me, as always. One more time tomorrow, let's have some fun. And as always, let's fly.